The Bronx District Attorney's Office is assembling a team of prosecutors to look into allegations of sexual assault from former Rikers Island detainees. That is in response to a WNYC investigation into more than 700 lawsuits that accuse guards and other employees of sexual abuse. Public safety reporter Samantha Max is here to tell us what it all means. Sam, first, you and your colleague, Jesse Edwards, have spent months reporting on this story. Can you remind us what the lawsuits are about?
Yeah, so these are lawsuits that were filed under the Adult Survivors Act. That is a state law that allowed people who claimed that they had been sexually assaulted to bring civil lawsuits, even if the statute of limitations had passed and there was a window that closed last November. And we found that in New York City, almost 60% of lawsuits that were filed in state courts here were related to Rikers Island. And those lawsuits alleged sexual abuse of Rikers detainees over almost five decades. And they're mostly brought by women who were detained at the women's jail, the Rose M. Singer Center. And those allegations ranged from, you know, groping and forcible kissing to even forced oral sex or rape.
What was the initial response to your findings from the Bronx DA's office?
So the Bronx DA's office, first, just to explain, it has jurisdiction over crimes that are committed on Rikers Island. The DA's office even has a trailer on the island where prosecutors who are investigating those crimes can work. And at first, when we brought, you know, these allegations to the DA's office, they said that they were just solely relying on plaintiffs and their attorneys to come forward if they, you know, wanted to share their story.
So what do prosecutors say they are going to do now?
So now the office says it's going to take a bit more of a proactive approach. That doesn't mean they're going to sit down and read every single one of these 719 lawsuits like Jesse and I did. Mm-hmm. But they are reaching out directly to attorneys who have filed a bunch of these lawsuits to kind of just get the lines of communication open instead of waiting for the attorneys to come to them. They have also set up an email address that survivors can reach out to if they want to get directly in touch with the prosecutor's office. And then for the cases where people do come forward and, you know, they want to see if there's a chance for a criminal case, those cases will be monitored by various different prosecutors. So there's the Rikers Island Prosecution Bureau. That is a team that specifically investigates crimes committed by people who are detained on Rikers Island, as well as by visitors who come to and from the island. It'll also be monitored by the Public Integrity Unit. That's a team in the prosecutor's office that looks specifically into allegations against people who work in Rikers Island. And in almost all these cases that we're talking about, these are guards and other jail staff who have been accused of sexual assaults. And then also the Sex Crimes Unit, which just generally deals with sex crimes cases. So for survivors who do want to work with the DA's office, essentially they'll have the chance to speak with the prosecutors who will assess their case and see whether charges should be pursued. There's, of course, no guarantee. Every case is unique. Also, I should note that these cases, many of them are older and, you know, sex crimes cases are already notoriously very difficult to bring. As time goes on, they only get even more difficult. But, you know, they will have a chance to at least speak with prosecutors if they want to. And then prosecutors can assess whether it's the type of thing where they can go forward and pursue charges. And even in the cases where it's not possible to pursue criminal charges, the DA's office has said that they're unit that deals specifically with victims is available with different resources and supports.
We should also let listeners know that the DA has set up a tip line. For details on that, check out the story on our news website, Gothamist. WNYC public safety reporter Samantha Max. Sam, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you.